Mayor Sullivan is extremely pleased with the fate of this year's Anchorage Legislative Capital Project list.
We did very, very well in Juneau on all fronts.
That could be an understatement. When one tallies not only the municipality capital projects, along with dozens of smaller requests from such entities as various nonprofits and even individual schools, Anchorage's cut of the total $3 billion plus capital budget is over $560 million. The $3 billion includes $1 billion of federal money. Sullivan has high praise for the Anchorage legislators who slid these projects into the capital budget, as well as administration members who lobbied the city's cause during the just-concluded legislative session. Some of the municipality's big-ticket items include $20 million for the Port of Anchorage expansion project, $75 million for an Alaska crime lab, $11 million for rebuilding and renovation of two fire stations, over $4.5 million for LUSAC library repairs and improvements, and six major road projects with a combined total of over $40 million. Altogether, Anchorage received some $120 million for roads, sidewalks, and buses. Many of these job-producing projects also utilize local bonding along with state grants. The final capital project list shows well over 100 grants destined for Anchorage schools. The largest, initiated by the State Department of Education, is $21 million to renovate Service High School. A bond proposal including that renovation failed to garner Anchorage voter support in the 2009 municipal election. Some of the grants are quite small in the $1,000 range and originate from groups associated with particular schools who on their own seek support from their state representative. Sullivan told the assembly the challenge now is to get the funding to Anchorage. After all, Governor Parnell has line-item veto powers and has already expressed displeasure with what he considers a bloated statewide capital budget.
We're going to try and get together with the governor as soon as possible and go over what he's thinking, just find out what he's thinking first and see if we can't maybe suggest some areas that would be least impactful to us.
But Sullivan, who's had to handle some major expenditure reductions as mayor, knows small item cuts will not likely satisfy the governor's goals.
I know to really make any dent in a budget that's in the billions, you know, you're probably going to have to look at some big ticket items, and there are certainly ones for Anchorage.
Sullivan describes some possible gubernatorial targets that could require administration lobbying.
The port at $20 million, the crime lab, $75 million. The school or the university sports center, some of those are going on bonds, and so he may want to leave the bonds alone, but we're definitely going to have that discussion.
Governor Parnell has 20 days, not counting Sundays, from when he receives the capital budget to make his line item vetoes. It must arrive at his desk in time to act before the fiscal year starts on July 1, 2010, but there's no deadline to send it to him. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.